In Russia, the trial of U.S. basketball star Brittany Griner on drug smuggling charges resumed today. It was Griner's first hearing since she pleaded guilty last week to charges that could mean a prison term of 10 years. From Moscow, NPR's Charles Maines was at the courthouse and has this report.
During Brittany Griner's last hearing, the WNBA star admitted she accidentally left vape cartridges containing hash oil in her bags as she arrived to Moscow for off-season play last February. But today, Griner didn't testify. Instead, it was a chance to hear from those in Russia who knew Griner best. Maxim Rybkov, who runs Griner's Russian team, UMMC, in the city of Ekaterinburg, took the stand as a witness in her defense. He described recruiting a basketball prodigy to come play in a far-off land back in 2014 and the impact it had on both of them. Brittany liked Russia, and she came to help us, said Rybkov. And Griner, he said, was an irreplaceable part of the team's success, not only winning championships at home but in Europe and winning over Russians to the game of women's basketball, as he told NPR in an interview after the hearing.
Russian people, our Russian fans, love her because of her being the sportsman and the personality as she is.
UMMC captain and former WNBA player Yevgenia Belyakova also testified. She described Griner as the heart of their team and an active presence off the court, joining teammates for meet and greets with Russian kids and even supporting Ekaterinburg's local animal shelter.
Our team is our family. It's like bad things happen to all of us, and it's very important to be with this person. So we need her, she needs us, that's it.
Griner, who listened through an interpreter as she sat in a locked cage in the courtroom, was clearly moved by her friend's testimony, a fact that in turn clearly moved them. Again, UMMC's Maxim Rybkov.
It's maybe the first time in 7 years when I saw her crying. And I cannot understand even how hard it's for her the recent 5 months. And I really hope she will fight through it.
Rybkov said UMMC had been quietly playing a role in Griner's legal defense and lobbying for her outside the media spotlight.
We're very careful in speaking in order to escape any harm to her.
Griner's arrest and trial has unfolded against the backdrop of cratering U.S.-Russian relations over the Kremlin's actions in Ukraine. Yet even as the White House has labeled Griner wrongfully detained and faced growing public pressure to bring her home, Russia has suggested a prisoner swap might be in the offing. But Russia's foreign ministry today said that would only happen behind closed doors and only after the trial had run its course. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.